We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hour number two on this sunny Tuesday afternoon. Hartman and Harrigan podcast available for you anywhere. You can sign up and get podcasts. Just punch in our show. And Dave does an excellent job giving you a variety of options, whether it's segment by segment, whether it's half hours, whether it's the entire show. You sign up, you'll get all those available to you, and then you just say, I want to listen to this one, I want to listen to that one. And you pick and choose. So again, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, you name it, anywhere you get your podcasts, just punch in Chad Hartman Show. Also, follow us on Twitter. Would love to have more of this audience follow us on Twitter. Feel like I have a very different audience that follows me on Twitter. Would like to have more of this audience come over and follow on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. We'll have Wolves tickets tomorrow. Jamie Yuccas, bottom of this hour, and our guy Brian Sullivan, from CNBC is going to join us at 2:05. I want to get to some items that are not related, but I think merit some dialogue here. And we have talked about this story before, but more information comes out, and it is... It is indefensible that this happened, and the lawsuit makes all sorts of sense, but these easily should have been stopped. This is about the six-year-old boy in Virginia who shot and wounded his first grade teacher. And the report, according to a legal notice filed by an attorney representing the teacher, Abby Zwerner, points out the six-year-old, a boy, constantly cursed at staff and teachers, chased students around, tried to whip them with his belt, and once choked another teacher until she could not breathe. 2 days before the shooting, the boy slammed the teacher's cell phone and broke it. He was given a one-day suspension. But as we discussed, and if you've paid attention to this, when he returned to class the next day after serving the suspension, he pulled out a 9mm handgun and shot her while she sat at a reading table. Let's not forget the part, Dave, we emphasized a lot in detail when we talked about this 2 weeks ago. This document reiterates that several hours before the shooting, at least three teachers and staff members warned administrators they believed the boy brought a gun to school. The backpack was searched, but no gun was found. Remember, we talked about that part too, Dave, because when they looked at the backpack, someone else told them, you don't need to look in the backpack because the kid took the gun with him when the kid went out for recess. How many levels of complete and total incompetence do you have to have? And there are a lot of things that happen in this kid's life which may have played a part in these actions. But once one or two of these actions, Dave, takes place, you have to determine whether this kid should be in the school at the time, if this kid is in the school, how many precautions you are taking. And with all this as a backdrop, Dave, all of this as a backdrop, how is it possible that when four different individuals who work there, three teachers and administrators, are telling you that they believe the kid has a gun, you are not going further than they did? There is no explanation other than putting everyone's lives at risk who came in contact with this six-year-old for what happened. Never, ever should have reached the level. And I got to be honest, I think this should be an even bigger story than it is.
I think you're right. I completely agree with that. It's as details just keep compounding and compounding. It's unfathomable to believe that on the day of the shooting, literally nothing was done. You know, well, he brought the gun out to the recess. Well, come on now. He's got little pockets. There's no way he could do that.
Yes. Good reminder.
That being actually said, you know,
By an adult.
Yes. By an adult. The story of another kid who was out on the playground with him, and the six-year-old showed him the gun and said, if you tell anybody, I'm going to shoot you. And so the kid thankfully did tell somebody, and nobody did anything. It's absolutely incredible. And to hear the latest stories now, the smashing of the cell phone, the foul language they talk about, the way he spoke to his teachers and others, chasing kids around to hit with a belt. You think those kids didn't tell their parents about all that stuff going on?
Right.
And you think the parents didn't bring it to the teachers and the school administrators' attention?
You know more of that's going to come up.
Of course it will. It absolutely should.
It should.
I mean, it's what parent would want their child in class with somebody who's repeatedly doing this kind of stuff? How did you not have an intervention long before a gun was ever brought to school?
It's not just Abby's Werner, the teacher, who's in the process of this litigation. You nailed it. Other parents, other individuals who are subjected to this should be contemplating litigation. Let's get to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is immensely successful as a podcaster. Hate him, love him, sometimes hate him, sometimes love him. He has a lot of success. So he has a recent podcast, and he's talking about Nancy Pelosi and her endorsement of Adam Schiff, which, by the way, is such a weird story with Dianne Feinstein, whose health clearly is not the same, where she hasn't even announced that she's not running. We have Schiff and Katie Porter, who've already said they're going to run. Schiff, at least, has said if she doesn't run. Porter said, I'm in. So here's Rogan, okay? It's crazy. Did you see him referring to Schiff now? Sitting next to Ilhan Omar. We talked a lot about the decision by Congress. We had Ilhan Omar on the show talking in length about it. Here's a prime example how you can podcast, how you go back and listen to Ilhan Omar leading up to how she was removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. You can go back. Again, Chad Hartman, she'll get your podcast. Back to Rogan. Did you see him referring to Schiff sitting next to Ilhan Omar, where she's apologizing for talking about it's all about the Benjamin, which is about money. She's talking about money. This is not an anti-Semitic comment. I don't think it is. Benjamins are money. Hell yes, it is. And I went back and forth with Congresswoman Omar about it. It's 100% a Jewish trope. Jews, Benjamins, and about the money. More Rogan. He went on. The idea that Jewish people are not into money is ridiculous. Wait for it. This is Joe Rogan. That's like saying Italians aren't into pizza. It's effing stupid. Rogan later said about Ilhan Omar, whether you agree with her or not, she has a bold opinion, and that opinion is not her own. There's many people that have the opinion, and they should be represented. Okay, let's just take this in for a second. Comparing a repugnant comment about people of a certain faith and they're predisposed to like money. Why not? Let's go with control too, Joe. And then to say that's the same thing as Italians liking a food item. And then saying she's not the only one who has that. They should be represented. I guess I normally think Joe Rogan's a pretty, well, on certain topics, I guess I think Joe Rogan's pretty intelligent. Could he be any more clueless about a broad-based insult? And again, yes, what Ilhan Omar said was anti-Semitic. She's explained repeatedly. It hasn't been like the Joe Rogan explanation. So before Dave chimes in, are you with Joe Rogan somehow? Are you accepting Joe Rogan's explanation here? Just like Italians like pizza and pasta. That's the same thing like Jews being predisposed to like money. It's grotesque. It's part of the rise of anti-Semitism, which is up dramatically, sadly, terribly in this country. And oh, by the way, let's be clear about this. Disagreeing with policy positions offered up by the Israeli government is never anti-Semitic. Just because you disagree with policy positions offered up by leadership here doesn't mean you hate America. We know what tropes are. And just disagreeing with the policy is not a trope. But saying, oh, they love power and they love money. Yeah, that's gross. And you're, you might want to look in your soul if this is somehow difficult for you to call this out, or you somehow are condoning it, you're accepting it. You want to chime in on that? You can. 651-461-9226. Jamie Yuccas is about 10 minutes away. Number of texts on the six-year-old. I appreciate that. Dave, I want you to pick up on Joe Rogan here. Again, I'll reset this. He's on his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, with a couple others, and he's talking about Ilhan Omar, congresswoman here. And the criticism for her anti-Semitic comments. And saw him on an interview that she did on CNN. As the interview was on with Dana Bash, where it was Swalwell, Schiff, and Omar, all eventually taken off certain committees. And he's talking about Adam Schiff. He says, did you see him sitting next to Ilhan Omar? where she's apologizing for talking about it's all about the Benjamins, which is just about money. She's talking about money. That is not an anti-Semitic comment. I don't think it is. Benjamins are money. Yeah, look at the full context. It absolutely was an anti-Semitic comment. He then adds, you know, just a filthy way, the idea that Jewish people are not into money is ridiculous. That's like saying Italians aren't into pizza. It's effing stupid. He adds, whether you agree with it or not, talking about Congresswoman Omar and her comment, she has a bold opinion. And that opinion is not her own. There's many people that have that opinion, and they should be represented. Let's make sure when we get, you know, religious hate, racial hate, gender hate, other hate that we have in this country, Dave, let's make sure we have more people represented in Congress who share those views. What do you want to say about this?
I think that's exactly right. We need to spread it around, right? Yeah, Joe Rogan, I think sometimes, and I don't listen to his podcast regularly, but I've seen plenty of clips, and we all saw plenty of it while he was going off the reservation talking about COVID stuff. Boy, he can be a Neanderthal sometimes.
Yes,
and,
he can.
And this is absolutely one of those times. Joe, just shut up. Just shut up. I mean, whatever you feel about what Ilhan Omar said, there's, A, no reason to rehash it, and B, no need to double down with Italians like pizza, too. I mean, what
Think
are we doing?
About that comparison.
What are we doing?
I mean, a food item compared to, well, you know, Jews and money and power. I mean, you know. How his shortened mind can think that is an apt comparison. And see, I don't know if I'd say don't chime in because it was, last week it was a big story, right? On how it was handled and taking her off one committee. So he's a prominent, popular podcaster who covers a lot of much discussed topics. But this is, I don't even know, is it staggering anymore? I mean, is this just every day it's out there? And I don't know. I'm just going to punch his name in the news situation here. I don't see any backpedaling from Joe so far.
No, he's not one to backpedal. I guess give him credit for that. I'm not sure if you give him credit for that or not. But
no, I don't.
I mean, to say that a lot of people, you know, share her opinion. Well, Joe, that's the problem.
Exactly.
That's the issue, Joe, that there is too much anti-Semitism in this country.
That Joe thinks it should be represented,
yes,
Dave. I don't think you get it.
That there are too many tropes being thrown around or people that maybe don't even know what they're saying. Maybe that's Joe's argument, that he feels that, you know, she was only talking about money but didn't realize exactly what she's saying. Well, okay, we should probably then maybe spread some more awareness then.
Exactly. And it's, you know, stereotypes about a religion or race or gender. It's not the same as individuals who are from a heritage and you think they like that type of food.
I like pizza. I'm not even Italian.
I like pizza. You know, I just had a little bit of salad during the break.
Bet you wish it was a pizza.
100% I wish it was a pizza. Yes, I could go for pizza right now. Jamie Yuccas, our friend from CBS, and her already successful morning show in LA. Jamie's with us in just minutes on the Home of the Wolves, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.